This is program number LW2255. Did you know, and this is serious, that you and I, that all of us in this country of ours, are being manipulated? Hi, this is Larry West, and it's been going on for years. What I'm talking about is advertisers spend thousands of dollars in ads to paint things in using airbrushes and other kinds of techniques to grab our attention, causing us to be drawn to their product enough to make us, well, to want to go out and buy it. It's called subliminal stimuli, and the technique is such that takes advantage of the way our minds work. Let me tell you about it today. When we are conscious of some things, we can make rational decisions, but there's another part of our minds, that which is called the subconscious, and the subconscious picks up some things that we don't consciously recognize, and we are drawn to them even though we're not able to tell the reason why. For example, there's been an ad out on the market for swimwear. In the picture, there's a man and a woman standing in the surf. She has on a two-piece bathing suit, and he has on what looks like to be a pair of swimming trunks. Their legs are in the surf, and their heads are out of the picture at the top. All you see is the trunks of their bodies and the bathing suits. Well, when you look at it closely, you see several things wrong with the picture. For example, his trunks match her top more so than what she has on as the bottom of her two-piece bathing suit. Then, if there's any question about it, it's the two-piece bottom that she has on that has the zipper fly in it. How does that grab you? He doesn't have the front zipper in the suit he has on. Strange. Then there's something else that's strange. All you see on her hip is a hand. It would seem that the hand is hers. You see, all shoulders and elbows are completely out of the picture, but the hand on her hip is coming in at such an angle that her arm would have to be at least 6 feet long for it to be hers. In other words, the picture is suggesting that there's a third party in the picture who has his hand on her hip. Now, that's not all. There's something else wrong with the picture. Mr. Wilson Brian Key, a specialist in what is called subliminal technology, in his book called Media Sexploitation, discusses this swimwear ad. In his book, he says that he was one day having lunch with a young woman sociology professor. He showed her this ad and asked her to study it for a moment. He asked her then how the ad made her feel. She said, "Well, it makes me feel cool." Then he asked her, "Where does it make you feel cool? Where on your body?" She said, "On my thighs." Then, trying to be more specific, he asked her, "Where exactly on your thighs?" And then she saw it. You see, if you were to turn the picture upside down, in this ad, you'd see a face in the surf upside down. It's the face of the old Farmer's Almanac drawing of the weatherman. Cheeks distended, his puckered mouth blowing the cool north winds down, that old weatherman is in the surf, blowing between the model's legs on a delicate portion of the figure's anatomy. And it's there as plain as day. I mean, when you focus in on it, it almost knocks you backwards. It's there. Now, why do advertisers spend literally thousands of dollars to draw in such things? Well, it's because, according to Mr. Key, there are two taboos in this society of ours. One has to do with sex, and the other has to do with death. Sex and death, they shock us. They grab our attention. And if advertisers can play on them, our subconscious minds perceive them, and we are drawn to them. I could give you lots of examples. In the chrome of a huge diesel truck, right behind the fellow who's just lit his cigarette, there's the face of a skull. On television, in the advertising of some kind of kitchen drain cleaner, in one frame, the water swirls to make an S, in the next frame, the shadows make an E, and in the final frame, the shadows make an X, spelling out the word sex. Then, in the final frame, with the X, there's even a skull painted in the top, making a skull and crossbones. It's there. Advertisers use sex and death, spend thousands of dollars to put it in there. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I don't like to be manipulated, do you? Now, here's an ad. It's straightforward, nothing hidden. You ready? I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.